This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So I'm asking you first, as analyst Aaron Murray, is it Alabama or Ohio State that gets the contested spot in the college football playoff to begin our conversation, Aaron?
For me, I think Alabama's a better football team. I think you got to put them in, but it's hard because you got Clemson, you got Georgia, you got Alabama. You pretty much just segregate the rest of the country because Oklahoma's in it. You just have a Southeast fan base, so that's the reason why I think that the voters or the committee is going to look at this and say, listen, we need to kind of mix it up a little bit. We need teams from all over the country if we really want to get the entire country behind this playoff system. So that's why I think they're definitely going to look at it a little bit harder with putting Ohio State in, especially with their two top 10 wins. But I think head-to-head football team, I think Alabama's still the better football team. And their goal is to put the best four in. So it's going to be very interesting to see what they do.
Do you believe that any of the four teams, like let's say it was Alabama, Georgia, Oklahoma, and Clemson, could any of them lose to Iowa or lose by 31 to Iowa?
No, there'd be no question. But then also you go back to the Clemson loss to Syracuse, and I think the committee's completely put that behind them and pretty much given them a pass, saying that doesn't matter. It was one little slip. You guys didn't play great versus Syracuse, even though it was a Friday night primetime game. Everyone's watching. So I think it's kind of, what have you done for me lately? And I'm still a big, big fan of if you win your conference championship, that means a lot, and that has a lot of weight to it. And not playing for your conference championship, I just don't think it looks good. If you're not one of the best two teams in your conference, you know, why should you be representing the entire nation? And it's something that we went back to, even Alabama back in, what was it, 2011. And I was, you know, I remember we were 10-2 and we're heading in to play LSU, who's 12-0. And I had the same thought that, hey, if we beat LSU in the SEC championship, and it was pretty much already decided. LSU's already in and Alabama.
Right.
That game didn't really matter. Why wouldn't we get a shot? We won the conference. We technically would be considered the best team in the SEC, yet two teams from the SEC would jump us and go to the national championship that year. Like I said, my opinion is a conference championship does hold a lot of weight. That's why I'm throwing Ohio State. And the thought of you have all those three teams just kind of crushed down there in the Southeast, and really the rest of the nation really doesn't have too much love for just the Southeast, that's all.
All right, I'm asking you now to be Aaron Murray, the fan, the guy who loves the University of Georgia. How huge was that win yesterday, the rebound against Auburn, and what a performance yesterday by Jake Fromm on the biggest stage? And you told us earlier when you've guessed it on this show that he had that in him, and you thought they had to trust him more, and look what happened.
Oh, they definitely had it in him, and I love the game plan they came out with. The first play of the game, they decide, hey, you know, the first time we played Auburn 3 weeks ago, we didn't do a great job protecting Jake Fromm. Those defensive ends were getting upfield a little too easily. We were in third and long. First play of the game, what they do, they have a crackback with a tight end coming in motion, knocking a defensive end, setting the tempo, and setting the speed of the game right away, letting them know, hey, we're not scared of you. We're not scared to run the ball. They stuck to the run game. And then they put themselves, besides the first two possessions, the rest of the game, they put themselves in third and manageable to allow Jake Fromm to get the ball out of his hands a little quicker. But I thought he had an awesome game. 60-22, 183, and two touchdowns in the SEC championship game as a freshman. I know Roquan Smith is an awesome, awesome linebacker, but I thought Jake Fromm would have been the MVP because that's a heck of a performance he put out there yesterday.
All right, give me an idea about the Clemson Tigers are going back to their third consecutive college football playoff. They've played for the national title the last 2 years. Tell me a little bit about Dabo Swinney and what you see of his program. I mean, they seem like they're on autopilot, Aaron.
I think they are by far the best team in the country right now. I don't know if someone wants to say it's not true. I think it, I don't know what they're looking at because they it starts with their defense. I mean, their defense has been lights out this entire year. Probably the best front four, front seven in all of college football. And that's what wins you football games. If you got a strong front seven and you're able to stop the run, force teams to be one-dimensional, you're going to win a lot of football games. And then also Kelly Bryant has really come onto his own, especially last night. And he's such a threat. And it's going to be interesting to see who has to deal with that in the playoffs, because when you have a quarterback, and we've seen in years past, a guy who is evolving as a passer, but then also is a huge threat to pull it down and just run the ball. They're by far the most complete team I think I've seen this entire season. And I think they're going to go definitely over. I think they have a chance to probably win it. Just Vegas odds and all that good stuff. They just look unstoppable.
Baker Mayfield, if I gave you like 10 minutes, you get to sit and have a cup of coffee with Baker Mayfield, would you have some advice for him?
Yeah, I would tell him to stop all the shenanigans and just play football. But I think that's what drives him. That's the energy he brings. And I honestly don't know if he would be as good of a football player if that stuff didn't come along with it. I think that's who he is. That's his personality. And I go back to when I played for Kansas City and with Coach Reed, and he told us before every single game, during every single week, let your personality shine. Be who you are on the football field. Have fun. And just, if you're a serious guy, be a serious guy. If you're a jokester, be a jokester. Whatever it is, let it shine when the lights are on. And that's what Baker does. He lets it shine. He lets his personality go. So I think if you told him to kind of take it down a notch and just, you know, not do all the extracurriculars, I don't know if he would actually be as good of a football player. I think he thrives on the energy, the trash talking, the hand gestures, all that good stuff. So it's hard to tell a kid not to be who he is, but he can try to make it a little bit more PG, I think would be a little bit more appropriate for everyone watching at home.
Is there an advantage to playing in New Orleans on New Year's Day when you got to come back the following Monday on January the 8th and play in the national title game in Atlanta to playing in New Orleans over playing in California? You've traveled in the NFL. You've traveled in college football. Is it really that big a deal, the travel and the time zones and everything like that?
Yeah, I think it is. I think for this college football playoffs, I'm sure it will be, because the kids aren't just going to go 2 days before, 1 day before. I'm sure they'll go a few days before the game, because there's going to be all the press conferences and other things that the responsibilities these players and coaches are going to have to deal with. So then all of a sudden you're 4 days out west. You're 4 days sleeping, 3 hours behind. Your time zones get changed up, and then all of a sudden you have to flip it, get back on the East Coast timing. So I think that might mess with them a little bit, but I think you can still get up for these games. I think there's going to be no doubt, and obviously they're going to have a few week break right now to kind of get healthy, get their bodies right. And then from there, it's just a two-game season. So you'll actually be your healthiest you've been all year, and you'll be ready to rock and roll to finish it strong.
A Georgia-Oklahoma Rose Bowl, that's going to get some eyeballs to the television. That would be a great game.
Oh, that would be awesome. You talk about, I don't know who could stop who. It's going to be, at the end of the day, Oklahoma's offense, high-powered offense, and I don't think Oklahoma, obviously, I don't think they could stop a Georgia run game. I think Georgia up front would just kind of manhandle them. So it would be just keep going to the very end and see who scores the most points.
Aaron Murray, you've done a fantastic job with CBS Sports this year. Good to have you on the show. And we'll get you back in previewing some of these bowl games a little bit later on in the month of December. Thanks, buddy.
Awesome. See you guys.
Great job.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.